It's story time. A hero in the night. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Chapter 1. Why don't we go outside? It was a beautiful, clear night outside, but Joey did not care. He was having fun playing a video game. Earlier in the day, Joey's dad decided to purchase a telescope. He wanted to give the telescope to Joey for a gift.
Joey!
His dad called. Joey did not look up.
Why don't we go outside?
Dad asked. Finally, Joey slowly looked up. He was not happy about his dad's idea.
I am winning at Monster Madness. It is the best game ever.
There are many interesting things outside,
said Dad. Joey reluctantly put the game down.
Okay, but nothing is better than playing Monster Madness.
We will see. After tonight, the sky will have a whole new look to you.
Chapter 2. The Pattern in the Stars. There were a lot of stars in the sky. To Joey, it looked like every other night.
What is more interesting than Monster Madness? Not the stars,
Joey said.
Do you see the hero in the sky?
Dad said.
What?
Joey asked.
Where?
You need to know the story. Then you can see the pattern in the stars,
said Dad.
Patterns of stars are called constellations. This constellation that we are looking at is called Perseus. Long ago, Greek sailors used the constellations to find their way home. The pattern and the location of the stars help the sailors know which direction to go.
But Dad, there are so many stars in the sky. How could the sailors remember each constellation?
Joey asked.
They told stories. The stories helped them remember the patterns,
Dad said.
I see,
said Joey. Then he asked.
You asked me if I saw a hero in the sky, but where is the hero?
Right there,
said Dad, pointing.
Perseus was a great fighter. He fought terrible monsters.
Really?
Said Joey.
Maybe this could be interesting.
Chapter 3. Perseus and Medusa. Dad continued.
Perseus heard about a monster named Medusa. People would turn into stone just by looking at her.
Just by looking at her? She must have looked scary, right?
Joey asked.
She did look scary. Medusa was also strange. She had snakes on her head instead of hair.
Wow! How did Perseus fight her if he could not look at her?
Joey asked.
Perseus had a shiny shield that he used. This shield was similar to a mirror. He pointed the shield at Medusa so that she could see her own reflection. When she saw her own face, Medusa turned to stone. Then Perseus carefully cut off her head and put it in a bag. After that, he flew away on his flying horse, Pegasus.
Wait. He had a flying horse?
Joey asked.
Of course. This horse was called Pegasus. You can see the Pegasus constellation too. There it is, by Perseus,
Dad said.
It does not look like a horse,
Joey said.
I just don't see it, Dad. but that was a good story. See you later.
Chapter 4. Andromeda and the Sea Monster.
Wait, there is more,
said Dad.
More? You said he fought the monster and took her head. That is the end,
said Joey.
No, I said Perseus fought monsters, more than one,
Dad said.
Oh, so there is another monster?
Joey asked.
Perseus went to a city by the sea where he met a lot of scared people. There was a monster destroying the city,
Dad said.
Was it a big one?
Joey asked.
Yes, a big sea monster,
Dad said.
Why was the monster in the city?
Joey asked.
Well, the king and queen of the city had a problem. They had a beautiful daughter. Her name was Andromeda, and she was very, very beautiful.
Why would that be a problem?
Joey asked.
It was a big problem,
Dad said.
Because there were so many people who liked Andromeda. They all talked about how pretty she was. But there were some Greek goddesses who heard about Andromeda's beauty. They heard the king and queen talking about Andromeda. The king and queen said Andromeda was more beautiful than the goddesses.
Oh, that sounds like a big mistake,
Joey said.
Yes,
Dad said.
It was a big mistake. Not every Greek goddess was beautiful, but these goddesses did not want to hear about it. They wanted everyone to think they were more beautiful than anyone. The Greek goddesses became very jealous.
This is another good story, Dad. What did these goddesses do?
Joey asked. Chapter 5. The Plan of the Goddesses.
The Greek goddesses wanted to hurt the king and queen,
Dad said.
So they made a plan. They sent a monster to the city. They told the monster to destroy the city and all the boats.
What did the king and queen do?
Joey asked.
They were scared. They asked the goddesses for help. They were very sorry for saying Andromeda was more beautiful than them,
Dad said.
What did the goddesses tell the king and queen?
Joey asked.
They told the king and queen to put Andromeda on a rock near the water. They wanted her to be a snack for the sea monster,
Dad said.
What did the king and queen do?
Joey asked.
They did not want their daughter to be a snack, but they did not want the people in the city to die. They had no choice. They put Andromeda on a rock high above the water,
Dad said.
So, where was Perseus in this story?
Asked Joey.
Perseus was in the city, and he heard about Andromeda. Perseus did not want the people to die, and he also did not want Andromeda to die,
Dad said.
So, what did he do?
Joey asked.
Well, Perseus had a plan,
Dad said.
Perseus got on his flying horse. He flew to Andromeda and told her to close her eyes. Perseus saw the giant sea monster coming,
Dad said.
He could not fight a sea monster with a sword and shield,
Joey said.
He didn't. Perseus closed his eyes. He took out Medusa's head. The sea monster saw the head, and it was turned into stone. Perseus stopped the sea monster and saved Andromeda. You can see Andromeda in the sky near her hero, Perseus,
said Dad. Joey looked at the night sky through the telescope. Then he said,
"You were right. The night sky has a whole new look to me. Thank you, Dad, for giving me this telescope. Can we look at the stars every night?"
"Sure, Joey, if it is clear at night,"
said Dad. Joey and his dad looked up at the night sky. They both smiled, thinking about the nights and stories to come.